The course was divided into two sections. During the first section, we had about 50 pages of reading per week. The readings were about case studies and theories on conflict management systems. So I'd start the class every week by asking everyone for an agenda of topics that they wanted to explore more, and then we would spend the three-hour class expanding on what we had read. During the reading break, I went to an engineering firm along with my faculty sponsor and collected data on what kind of disputes the company dealt with and how they resolved it, in addition to some data on their culture and structure. So in the second part of the course, after the reading break, we worked in small groups applying the knowledge we had learned to come up with recommendations to the company for designing a conflict management system. 100% of the evaluation for the course was based on a reflective portfolio that students submitted at the end of the term. This portfolio was a collection of evidence of what students had learned, and the students themselves were put in charge of deciding what material to choose as good evidence that they had learned something. The evaluation of the portfolio was based on a rubric that had three criteria. First, critical self-reflection. Second, critical thinking about the course reading and the project. And third was a knowledge of conflict management systems. To prepare this portfolio, students submitted a weekly journal, which I read and returned with feedback through WebCT.